This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Sound of Illinois Chorus will have their 75th annual show coming up on Saturday, March 11th at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Kevin McClellan sings baritone with the group. He's been with the chorus for about 9 years now, and he joined, he says, almost by accident.
I went to college at Bradley, and there was a gentleman there who wanted to get together in a barbershop quartet. So we went out to our first district competition here in the Illinois district, and we wound up finishing second in the competition. And while we're at the competition in Peoria, a couple members from the Sound of Illinois came up, introduced themselves, and said, "Hey, do you know that we're here? And we're a competitive chorus. We just qualified to go to international competition for the first time." And they set the hook, and we went over to our first rehearsal as a quartet, and some of us have moved on, but I've remained as a member of the chorus.
This chorus has been around for a long time. This is your 75th anniversary show.
75th anniversary show. A very big deal for us. And it's actually very cool because the Barbershop Harmony Society itself is only 4 years older than we are. So we were the 22nd chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. So to be active in the community and stay a chapter for a full 75 years is a very cool accomplishment, and we're quite proud of that.
So what is the secret to the longevity that you guys have?
A lot of really good leadership throughout the year. We have a history of international competition, so we've had a series of really good musical directors, and they have done a great job at making sure that the singing and the camaraderie stays at the core of what we do, and that I think contributes to the longevity.
So tell me about the camaraderie. What's it like?
Well, it's really interesting because I'm 28, and I would say I'm one of the younger members of the chorus.
Yeah, that's very interesting because I know that they have concerns about bringing in younger people.
Yeah, and there's been a big push in the Barbershop Harmony Society as a whole, as well as within our chorus, to do youth outreach. It's a very big part of the Harmony Foundation and what they try and do, as well as what our own chorus does. Every year, we bring in about 400 area high school boys and girls to a Youth in Harmony Festival at the BCPA, and we try and teach them a cappella and help them understand that music can be a lifelong activity. I kind of lucked into it where I didn't really know what I was getting into as far as this hobby's concerned. And it's become a wonderful outlet, not just for musical expression, but a great way to meet people in the community, a great way to build some relationships with different generations and understand how to interact with those generations. And that's been a really enjoyable experience for the most part.
Well, you have a full-time job.
I do.
You work for State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to balance this hobby and your full-time job?
It can be at times, depending on how really active you want to be. Our chorus is quite active in the community. We do a lot of gigs. We've done the Habitat for Humanity concert several years running. We've sung at the courthouse or Christmas at the courthouse on a number of occasions. So there are a lot of what we call sing-out opportunities within the chorus. But as far as a week-by-week commitment, it's 2.5 hours on a Tuesday night at Second Presbyterian Church down in Grace Hall. If any men want to come join us, we're always welcoming new members. And outside of that, really, it's as much time as it takes you to learn your music and make sure you understand it.
I don't even know how you do it. I mean, you're there and there's a baritone, then there's mm-hmm. a tenor, and then there's, you know, and you're all next to each other. And mm-hmm. I don't know how you keep it straight in your heads and stay on what you need to do.
It's absolutely a challenge. And I think that is what keeps me coming back, is it's a musical challenge. Absolutely. And not every guy sings in a quartet. Some guys, you know, they're not as strong singers, so they want to be in that chorus environment and have some other guys around them singing their part, which is totally fine. Not everyone reads music, and that's okay. We can still teach you to enjoy this hobby and make meaningful music that will affect lives, and that's really what we're trying to do here.
So you have a concert coming up on the 11th. What's on the program, Kevin?
We have a number of things on the program. So our special guest for that show is actually the University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club,
mm-hmm.
and we're excited because they're bringing their a cappella group. They're called The Other Guys. So we're excited about that. We're also singing a range of, I would say, men's choir music. Not all of it is strictly quote-unquote barbershop. A lot of it branches into traditional men's choir music.
Like what?
There's a song called Loch Lomond. The Men's Glee Club, I'm sure, is going to have a very robust set. The a cappella group will do, I'm sure, some more contemporary songs. The chorus is doing a couple gospel numbers. We've got some traditional ballads like Moon River from the song Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, that's some Henry Mancini right there.
There you go. We're kind of calling it our Diamond Jubilee. It is our 75th year, and we're really excited about it because as I mentioned earlier, the longevity in the community and the opportunity to showcase not just barbershop music, but music as a whole. I think this will show you the breadth of the chorus musically, as well as just kind of give you a sense of the history and what it takes to sustain 75 plus members in a chorus for nearly 75 years.
That's Kevin McClellan with the Sound of Illinois Chorus. Their 75th annual show is March 11th at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Laura Kennedy.